This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Next week, several Milwaukee institutions and organizations will focus attention on the interconnection of race, trauma, and recovery in the community. A public gathering to talk about the issues is scheduled for Wednesday, with a professional conference set to happen on Thursday and Friday.
Ahead of all that, Marquette University will also bring together experts in the field for a Tuesday panel discussion on generational stress and trauma. Writer Zach Brooks' article in this month's Milwaukee Magazine explains that Marquette's interest in the field can at least partly be traced to the man leading the university, President Michael Lovell. Zach Brooks joins us in the studio to explain. Nice to see you again.
Good to be back.
There are a lot of people doing work on trauma and trauma-informed care in Milwaukee. Why is Mike Lovell, the president of Marquette University, the lens through which to tell this story?
Well, Mike Lovell is the lens for two reasons. One, because the work that he is doing in tandem with his wife at the university cuts to the core of trauma-informed research in the city. What they're building together through their program SWIM really is uniting people in ways that haven't happened to this point at this level. And so that's why he's a centerpiece. The other reason, the more personal reason, is that in order to lead on this issue, he's decided to go public with his own traumatic upbringing, which he's been here for 10 years and hasn't talked about it yet. This is not something that comes easy to him, that he wants to openly volunteer, but he understands that if we're to start talking about trauma, he needs to tell his own story.
Right. So I gather he's opening up at least a bit about trauma in his childhood, but only to a point.
Yeah, I think for him, the focus would be more on the resilience. Like, he doesn't want to dwell on the bad stuff that happened in his childhood, and nor does he want to, I think, depict his childhood as one endless stream of traumatic events with no positive sprinkled in there. He wants to paint a picture of someone who experienced very traumatic things in his household growing up, but nevertheless bounced back, in part because of what was in him, but also because he had what therapists are saying are needed to overcome instances of trauma early in life, which is a close-knit social network, adults you can trust, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And one of the things that we do know is that he scored a 5 out of 10 on the ACE test, the Adverse Childhood Experiences survey.
Correct. The ACE survey has also gained a lot of traction in recent years, a lot of prominence. And what it measures, this is not a test that you want to score high on. This is the lower the better. It measures the amount of adversity a child has scored in their childhood. And this would be things like domestic abuse in the home, things like mental illness in the home, things like, you know, sexual violence towards children, stuff like that. That's all in the classic test. The classic test is 10 questions. Certainly there are traumatic experiences that can happen to children that fall outside the classic test. And I mean, there are traumatic experiences that can happen to adults. Once you hit 18, that doesn't mean trauma stops happening to you. But the ACE test is really the, right now, primary tool to understand how trauma affects children and how it can be treated.
Right. And from what I gather, scoring highly, you know, that is poorly on the ACE test has an impact on everything from learning disabilities to physical ailments.
That's correct. I mean, you know, the research is... There's a lot of research being conducted right now in this area, and, you know, there's a lot yet to come. But what we know so far is that, you know, if you score poorly, you are a lot less likely to trust adult authority figures, so you're going to act out in the classroom. You might end up in, like, the juvenile criminal justice system. There has been research that linked it to, you know, higher levels of like cardiac defects. I'm not, you know, I don't have a PhD, so careful on how I'm going to put this. But that study does exist in JAMA Pediatrics that finds that, you know, people with high levels of trauma have, you know, it shows up in their cardiology.
If he is not speaking specifically about many issues that he faced, what has he said in terms of developing these coping skills, his resilience that, you know, clearly shows through in that he has been a pretty high-achieving guy?
Well, it's not that he said nothing. It's not that he said, I got five aces, but I'm not going to talk about them. I mean, he'll be open that says there was drinking in the home that he grew up in. There was more than just drinking. There was alcoholism. His grandfather committed suicide or died by suicide when he was like 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old. And then his mother had a couple suicide attempts. This is all stuff he's been public about, both in my story and in stories published in the Journal Sentinel. He credits his faith. Mike Lovell has worn his Catholicism on his sleeve basically the entire time he's been in Milwaukee, and probably for a lot longer, to be honest. He met his wife. One of their first dates was attending Mass together, I think a weekday Mass at that. He credits his faith, but more than his faith, he credits like the tangible adults in his life that saw what was going on in his home. Maybe didn't know everything, but saw that him and his sister were two children that definitely needed help, or they were going to fall through the cracks. Whether it was the friends or the parents of his friends, whether it was he was a four-sport athlete, you know, year-round athlete in school growing up, whether it was his coaches, certain teachers. He's also excelled academically, so I'm sure he's had connections with teachers, just community members. Somebody, he doesn't know who, but somebody was concerned enough about what was going on in that house that they actually instigated a social worker come and visit him and his sister periodically.
As you say, this is really just half the story. Understanding where Mike Lovell and his wife are both coming from, moreover, offers insight into the role that Marquette is playing as a convener in regard to dealing with the influence of trauma around the Milwaukee area.
Yes, that's correct. Amy Lovell, Mike's wife, is just as much a part of this as Mike is, and Amy has been working in some really touchy, traumatic areas since like 2013 when she started or when she helped start RedGen, which is a nonprofit primarily located in the North Shore that deals with youth suicide. There was a spate of suicides in the area around that time, including a young girl who is a friend of the Lovell's daughter, and she got involved in that. So RedGen is SWIM is something different from RedGen, but Amy's been working on this for a couple years now. And now what SWIM does is they've been very clear that they don't want to take anybody else's thunder and they don't want to repeat any services that are being provided. What they do want to do is serve as a conduit, use the Marquette resources and name to bring coalition together of different groups that work on different facets of trauma, whether it's job training, whether it's, you know, healthcare, whether it's child services. And to that end, they've partnered with St. A, which has gotten national attention for trauma-informed care in the form of a 60 Minutes piece that was conducted by Oprah Winfrey. They've partnered with St. A to sponsor this trauma conference that will be happening next week.
Moreover, there are a number of other institutions that are doing work on this issue, not the least of which is President Lovell's previous employer, UW-Milwaukee, which seems to speak highly of the work that that's being done as well.
Yeah, the Helen Bader School of Public Health, that was something that UWM has a lot of pride in and puts a lot of resources into. And they currently are working on all sorts of research on how trauma affects the community and, more importantly, how trauma can be managed. There's one program, a pilot program, for instance, called Healthy Workers, Healthy Wisconsin, that actually screens applicants for how much trauma they might be carrying around with them, and then sends them to appropriate providers to help get that managed. And these are people that the applicants can be open with. For instance, if you were interviewing me for a job, I'm not going to be particularly open if I have a substance abuse problem. They can tell these people that, and it won't get back to wherever they're applying to, and hopefully they can get help for it.
Well, Zach Brook, it's an interesting article. Thank you so much for sharing what you learned.
Always great to be here. Thank you.
Freelance writer Zach Brook wrote about Marquette University President Mike Lovell and the broader effort to address trauma in the community for the September issue of Milwaukee Magazine. You can find links to more about the upcoming conference on trauma in the community at wuwm.com.